You're listening to Rhema for Today.
The physical body, I don't know, there's something that I can't explain, but it's just the body is bound. You want it to work, but it won't work. You can't get up and walk. And some way or another, there was a fear that hounded me. Everywhere I went, just like a little dog following along behind you, there was a fear all of those years that was with me that I might become someday, sometime again, bedfast or paralyzed. Some way or another, this fear of paralysis, immobile.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Again and again we see him. I just used the one illustration, setting aside the laws of nature whenever it was necessary to bless humanity. I read where John Alexander Dowie said, and remember that he crossed the Atlantic and the Pacific back prior to 1900, when we didn't have all of the instruments of navigation that we have today. And he said, I've crossed the ocean 14 times. Because you see, he was born in Scotland and graduated from the University of Edinburgh as a lawyer, and then felt called to preach and went back to school and graduated from the theological seminary and was a Congregationalist minister, but then received about 1875, light on divine healing, the power of God and faith, and began to preach it. But he said, I've crossed the ocean 14 times. And every crossing, he said, almost every one of them, the storms have arisen. And all 14 times without exception, I just stood on board the ship and said, peace be still, and it ceased. Praise God. If that worked for a Congregationalist, it ought to work for a Baptist. Amen. You see, he recognized the truth that that was not God in the storm, but that these laws came into existence because Satan became the God of this world. All of these natural laws, let me say it again, as we understand them, were set aside by Jesus whenever it was necessary to bless humanity. They came with the fall. Their author is Satan. Not God, Satan. And when Satan is finally eliminated from human contact, or rather from the earth, all of these laws will stop functioning. The Bible plainly said that when Satan is bound, you know, and put there in the bottomless pit, that there shall be nothing that shall hurt or destroy. Well, it ought to be obvious where these things come from. But now I can understand why people are perplexed. I can understand why they're confused. Because, you see, we haven't taken time to get into the Word for ourselves. We just accepted what somebody else said about it. We accepted what some unbelieving minister said about it. Or we accepted what our church taught about it. Instead of seeing what the New Testament, the Word of God, the Bible actually had to say on the subject. Many of us never examined the Bible on these subjects. I know even myself, as a Baptist boy, raised up from the deathbed. But you see, I didn't know what I know now. I'd only received one little glimpse of light. I had just seen that Mark 11:24 said, what things ever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and ye shall have them. I didn't know healing was in the atonement. I didn't know himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. I didn't know by whose stripes ye were healed. I didn't know, surely if borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. I didn't know those verses in the Bible, and if I read them, they didn't register on me. I didn't know that Satan was the author of sickness and disease. All I knew was that I was sick all my life. All I knew was that I never did run like other little children and play. That I had a deformed heart. That I never was well. That I never had a good night's rest. All I know is that I became bedfast when I was 15 years old and stayed there for 16 months. Five doctors said I had to die. I know what it means to be there, but I didn't know why I was there. I know what some people tried to tell me. Well, now, that's just the will of God for you, you know. So just be patient. And even the unbelieving preacher came and patted my hand and said, "Just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over." And that's the best he could bring. No, I just saw that God hears and answers prayer. I just saw that the prayer of faith works. That's just one way of being healed. Well, thank God for it. And I prayed that prayer of faith for myself just a matter of 6 days before my 17th birthday and walked off of that bed of affliction and sickness. But remember now, all I saw was that the prayer of faith works. I didn't know where sickness comes from. I didn't know Satan was the author of sickness. And you know, there remained a fear in my life, even though I preached, even though as a Baptist pastor I laid hands on the sick and saw them healed and anointed them with oil and saw them healed, and even after I was baptized with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues and received the left foot of fellowship from among the Baptists, and even changed over and started pastoring a full gospel church. Amen. And pastored for 3 or 4 years, and then was out in evangelistic work right here in the state of Texas, and I still didn't know where sickness came from. And there was a fear. I don't know whether you've ever been bedfast for 16 months or not. You try staying in bed sometimes 16 long months, and you'll find out it's a mighty long time. I don't know whether you've ever been paralyzed or not. Oh, it seems, you see, the immobile. Can't even turn yourself. Can't feed yourself. Can't bathe yourself. Entirely dependent upon somebody else. The physical body, I don't know, there's something there I can't explain, but it's just the body is bound. You want it to work, but it won't work. You can't get up and walk. And some way or another, there was a fear that hounded me. Everywhere I went, just like a little dog following along behind you, there was a fear all of those years that was with me that I might become someday, sometime again, bedfast or paralyzed. Some way or another, this fear of paralysis, immobile. That was a fear. It wasn't in me. It was somewhere here, like a little dog following you. It'd catch up to me every now and then, and I'd resist it and endeavor to rebuke it, and it seemed to stand off out there a few feet away from me, but it was ever present with me. But there fell into my hands a book written by a medical doctor, Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans. They were such a blessing to me. It's the reason we had the printers, I mean, to reprint it in recent time. Told them we'd take 20,000 copies of it, and we did. Not just of it, but others by her. And so I was reading. This book fell into my hands, and I was reading one night by myself, away from home in a revival meeting. And I read a chapter on this particular subject about the curse of sickness, that sickness is a curse. And Dr. Yeomans asked the question, where does sickness come from? If we can find out, you see, we may can stem the flow of sickness and disease. And she made mention of the fact that during World War I, being a medical doctor, even though she was in the healing ministry yet, that she offered her assistance to the United States government. And during World War I, that in the west, one of our western states, there came to a mountain community way back up in the Rocky Mountains a typhoid epidemic. People were dying. People were stricken. So the government sent these company of doctors, 4 or 5 of them up there. Dr. Yeomans headed up the company. You see, to stem the tide of typhoid, to keep it from spreading. Well, we got there. Some had already died. They're too late to be ministered to. We ministered to those as best we could. But we know this. If we're going to stem this tide of typhoid fever, this plague, we're going to have to get to the source of it. And being a medical doctor and in the scientific field, we knew that the first place to look is in the water. So we analyzed the water and found out it was teeming with typhoid germs. Then we asked them, where is the source of your water? Where do you get your water? Well, away back up in the mountains there, they dug out a cistern. The winter snows would fall, the spring rains would fall, and the cistern would fill up with water, and it'd run down, you see, the mountain through the pipe into the little village in the valley. So they dispatched some young men to go and check the source.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar.
Yes, and Worldwide Homecoming.
Yes, February 16th through the 21st, that's Sunday night through a Friday.
Yes.
And then the Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m.
That's right.
But then Monday through Friday, we have an 8:30 session, a 9:30 session, a 10:30 a.m. session.
Yes.
And a 7 p.m.
That's
session.
That's right. Getting filled with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Also, then we have also some other special sessions,
yes.
Leadership sessions on children's ministry, youth ministry, and worship leaders ministry.
Yeah, in fact, if you're a pastor,
yes.
You might want to send your children's minister, your youth minister, or your worship leader. Are your people that are involved in worship songs and
yes.
stuff? Or you might just want to come yourself and bring them with you.
I think there's 9 hours of training.
I think it's going to be, about 9 hours of training
yes.
in each one of those sessions. And so, and also at night,
we have children's services.
Children's services.
Yes, nightly.
Nightly. And so it's a family deal, so come on out. It's going to be great. They're coming from all of the schools, Rhema
yes.
Bible schools all over the world. We got
yes.
300 and some odd of them now. And it's going to be great. You want to know more about it? Just go to rhema.org
yes.
/WBS.
That's right. For all the details.
You're going to find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing Classics. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.